Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can either subscribe to my channel. A lot of you guys haven't, which is interesting. And or support me on Ko-fi or Patreon. The links are below as well. I am doing a video outdoors, but it might be a little bit noisy in the background. There's construction going on, so I hope it's not too noisy and you can still hear me. In this video, I wanted to do some definitions. So a friend of mine messaged me recently and she said, you know, there's a lot of people out there and on your community that are defining things wrongly. And sometimes I hear you doing it as well wrongly and talking about me. And so she's like, all right, these are the five terms that I want you to define and hopefully do a video on so you can clarify some of the mistakes that people are making about them, right? And I thought that was a great idea, obviously. That's the reason I'm doing this video. And I think that I'd like you guys to pay attention to these five terms, because we talk about these five terms sometimes interchangeably, which is wrong. Also, we sometimes describe these terms as applying only to introverts, which is also wrong. I've made that mistake as well. And a lot of these terms, except for one, all apply to extroverts or introverts or anyone really. It's not like it's the domain of introverts only. Everyone can be defined by these terms. And so the five terms firstly are shyness, social anxiety, introvert, introversion, empath, and highly sensitive person. All right. So these are the five terms that I'll be defining. And as you can already tell, there's a lot of intermingling between these terms, a lot of things where you would say it's concurrent, right? This empath and highly sensitive person, a lot of times they're described as the same and also used interchangeably sometimes as well, which, as I will show in this video, is sometimes wrong, okay? So let's just go through the terms one by one. Hopefully this video is not too long. I'll try to keep it as short and succinct as possible. So the first term, shyness, it seems pretty self-explanatory, obviously. And obviously, a lot of this is just my own interpretation of things. So I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in any shape or form. So just kind of look at this as, you know, take it with a grain of salt and then go and do your own research on the differences between the terms. I just want to kind of start the process and start the conversation going, okay? So shyness. Shyness is just basically a character trait. And it's where you are, you know, you're a shy human being. So an extrovert can be a shy person and an introvert can be a shy person, right? There are some extroverts out there who are extroverted, yes. That is, they get energy from social situations, but they can also be shy around people. They can also have this character trait where they feel shy or are shy around individuals, around people, around family members perhaps, around certain members of society. You know, some people are shy around rich people because they feel like they'll be judged, or some people are shy around their family because they've been judged in the past by them, or perhaps some people are shy around their schoolmates because they were a different person back then and they felt like these people are judging them, or whatever it might be. There's so many different things that are out there. So shyness is just a character trait. Yeah, it's not something that is an introvert's domain. Either anyone on this planet can be shy, right? Okay, so that hopefully explains that. It's not a very important term, but just to start off with that. Social anxiety. Social anxiety is actually a disorder. And yes, you can have social anxiety, not mild social anxiety. So you don't have to necessarily be completely full-blown social anxiety where you can't even go out of your room or can't even go into any social situation without bursting into tears or bursting into an emotional outbreak, yeah? So it doesn't have to be that extreme, but yes, there are mild forms of social anxiety. And one of the things that I've mentioned in the past is INFJs seem to tend to have this mild to moderate sort of social anxiety where we go into social situations and we feel a sort of anxiety where it's hard for us to even eat in public. It's hard for us to go to the toilet in public, or it's hard for us to speak up in public. Anything to do with public performance of any sort, performing in front of a group of people, or even sometimes in front of one person, that causes anxiety within us, and that causes us to run away from social situations and hide in our cave, right? And so social anxiety, it's a disorder. It has different forms of it. It has different levels to it. A lot of INFJs, me included, have social anxiety, and I used to have major social anxiety. I would say moderate level of social anxiety in the past. Now I think I'm at a mild level, so it's not that bad. I don't get as anxious about social situations, but I have moments and I have periods of time where I just don't want to go do anything social because I just can't even bear the thought of it. Now that brings us to the next point, which is introversion, and that's very related to the social anxiety that you feel. Because a lot of times my social anxiety comes not from the fact that it's necessarily socially anxious, that I'm afraid to go into the social situation, but the fact that I get depleted by social situations. And that's what an introvert is, basically. We don't get energy from social situations like extroverts do. And one thing that I didn't mention, social anxiety can affect an extrovert or an introvert. So it doesn't necessarily have to be only an introvert person that's affected by it. Okay, just to remind you of that. And introverts, yes, like they feel depleted by social situations. So an extrovert gets energy from a social situation. He goes out or she goes out to a social event and starts feeling great energy and starts feeling excited and feels more and more so that the more time they spend with people, the more they want to spend more time with them because they have so much more energy because of them. I told you about my friend who's 99% extrovert, and she can spend every single moment of every day surrounded by people, and that just boosts her. It gives her so much energy, and it just enhances her. It makes her a better person, a better version of herself. Whereas for me, I think one event a day is more than enough for me to completely be depleted and completely be exhausted, and then need a couple of days after to recuperate or recover from it, right? So that causes social events cause depletion of our energy. We get exhausted by it, and that's an introvert, and that's introversion. And so obviously a lot of the videos I do about introverts is related to that particular trait of ours, that is we are depleted by social situations, social events, and things like that, right? And then empath. Now, empath is a really interesting thing because empath's all about feelings and emotions. And what an empath does is that they feel the emotions and feelings and all of that good stuff of the people around them, of the situations around them, of the atmosphere around them, of the buildings and the structures around them, right? So they feel all those emotions and feelings that are in the atmosphere and in other people around them. And they take it upon themselves so that, you know, we'll be sitting there listening to someone talking about how they injured their leg. And we are, as empaths, we'd be able to take that feeling upon ourselves and realize, ah, it feels like I injured my leg. That's how much so that we can relate to the other person's emotions and feelings. Now again, in empathy, it's something that it's not just, again, an introvert's domain, but an introvert or an extrovert or any person really can be an empath, right? You don't necessarily have to be an introvert to be an empath. INFJs are good empaths, but I'm not saying that only INFJs are empaths or only, you know, introverts are empaths. Every single person on this planet has the capability, because every single person has the capability to feel emotions. Every person has the capability to be an empath. Now, I think all human beings are born as empaths. If you notice babies or if you notice children, all of them, I think, have this capacity to be empaths. But I think it's kind of drilled out of us because men are told to be strong and not to be weak and not to be pussies and things like that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. And then, you know, that causes them to be less empathic. And then women are told to, you know, control their feelings, to hide their feelings, to repress their feelings. And again, that kind of removes that from us. I think it's kind of drilled out of us, but I think everyone's born an empath. All babies are empaths. All babies will be able to feel someone else's emotions or even the structure's emotion. I saw this really beautiful picture once, a photo of a little baby. There was a statue of a human being who was bent over because of some load on their back. And it was like it was a very heavy piece of metal, I think, that was in the statue that was kind of pushing this person down. And this baby, this child, went up and tried to push that metal off this person's back because they saw that obviously this person was being hurt by it and was being pushed down by it, right? And so even though it was a statue, it was a metal statue, I think it was made of metal, anyways, it was a statue, still that baby, that child, could feel the emotions or felt the emotions of this individual and felt that they were obviously in pain and tried to fix it. Natural empathy. I think it's just a part of who we are as human beings. Obviously, as I said, we kind of control it or we turn it off, but I think it's a normal part of who we are. And then finally, highly sensitive person. HSP is usually the term, the acronym that's given to it. And highly sensitive person is just someone who gets stimulated or overstimulated by sensory stimuli, right? An introvert, I think, gets stimulated by everything. Yeah, noises or people or situations or events. We're just stimulated by anything social. Whereas a highly sensitive person gets stimulated by sensory stimuli. For example, if it's very noisy in a place, they'll want to run away from that place because they're overstimulated and they get tired, exhausted, depleted. If it's extremely, like for example, construction noises are just abhorrent. Not only, obviously, to HSPs, but most people, but in general, it's because we get overstimulated. It tires us out. We don't know what to focus on. It just exhausts us, right? Especially if you're an HSP. So any kind of sensory stimulation, anything that stimulates your senses. So too much touch, too much visual stimuli, too much auditory stimuli, anything like that. Even too much food at some points, you're like, all right, I can't do this anymore. That's why I don't go to buffets, because it's just too much food. Any kind of sensory stimuli just overstimulates an HSP and exhausts them so much so that they get depleted and they need to run away to their cave to recharge. They need to go back to an isolation mode in order to recharge. Okay. So those are the five terms. I hope I've done justice to them and explained them properly. If you guys have any questions about each of these terms specifically or any of these terms, let me know in the comments below and I'll try to do a follow-up video for it. But please do your own research and really try to use these terms accurately, because we do use them a lot. And so obviously words are important, words are powerful, and I need you guys to be careful of that. Be cognizant of it, okay? Again, if you guys have any questions, comment below. If you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.